Yet he is merciful. He forgave their iniquities and did not destroy them. Today's scripture is Psalm 78:38, continuing with yielding to the Lord.
Father, forgiveness is one of the first blessings I ever received from you. Thank you for it. When I first came to you in repentance, Lord, I had just learned to yield to you, like a trusting child. Father, I know that was just the beginning of obedience. I must yield to you daily in order to be recreated in your image. Lord Jesus, your example is my highest calling. Teach me to love like you love and to forgive like you forgive. Amen.
Today, are you holding someone hostage in your life by refusing to forgive them? Christianity doesn't make room for holding hostages or grudges.
Today's action, exhibit the pure love of Christ to others around you today. Today's treasure is found in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 13. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do.
Years ago, I preached a sermon about two seeds in our souls, the dark seed and the light seed. And I preached how if we hold a grudge or we hold bitterness or we hold unforgiveness, that dark seed grows. And the more that dark seed grows in your heart, the smaller the room for the Spirit of God and His good seeds. After that sermon, a woman came up to me and told me she'd been mad at me for over a year. Why? Because of a simple misunderstanding by one of her children. Nothing real. But she'd spent a year growing that dark seed without forgiveness or finding the truth.